AP Update, I'm Diane Keple. Humanitarian groups are standing by outside of Aleppo in Syria, waiting for word that they can continue their mission to help civilians in that battle-scarred city. Convoys are also getting ready to evacuate over 2,000 wounded and sick residents from two northern cities in that country. Last week, President Obama told reporters the world is watching what's happening in Aleppo.
The world, as we speak, is united in horror at the savage assault by the Syrian regime and its Russian and Iranian allies on the city of Aleppo.
And he says Russia is responsible for the crisis in that city.
Responsibility for this brutality lies in one place alone, with the Assad regime and its allies, Russia and Iran. And this blood and these atrocities are on their hands.
The UN Security Council is expected to vote on a resolution demanding immediate and unconditional access for the UN and its partners to besiege parts of Aleppo and throughout Syria to ensure the delivery of humanitarian aid. That vote is expected later today. AP Update, I'm Diane Keple.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.